Mr. President, honorable ministers and delegates, distinguished colleagues, dear ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good afternoon. Afghanistan is a country that has notable gains in the health and nutrition sector and overall progress towards reaching the Millennium Development Goals. Afghanistan in the last decade has made a policy decision that was defining the critical healthcare services, which was called the Basic Package of Health Services, and applying innovative ways in ensuring its delivery to the population. Today, the Basic Package of Health Services has covered more than 60% of the population, while the goal is to increase this coverage to 90% in the next 5 years. We aim to keep the focus on improving the quality of care within the package and to complete the continuum of care in terms of investment on secondary and tertiary health care, as well as focus on behaviors that affect health outcomes at the household level. Progress has been made in achieving the Millennium Development Goal for the reduction in child mortality. In 2003, in Afghanistan, 1 out of 4 children used to die before they reached the age 5. Evidence in 2009 indicates that 1 out of 6 children die before reaching age 5 today. The coverage of basic package of health services, and specifically the increase in immunization coverage, accounts for this progress. In Afghanistan, we also expect a possible reduction in maternal mortality. A population-based study is underway to confirm this reduction. We in Afghanistan have recently developed a national strategic framework for the years 2011 to 2015 that's based on the country commitments to the Millennium Development Goals and the Afghanistan National Development Strategy. This framework envisages development of a health system that's efficient, accountable, equitable, and transparent. This framework encompasses our vision in terms of its improvement in secondary and tertiary care, the healthcare financing mechanisms, strategic partnerships with donors in light of the Paris Declaration on aid effectiveness, meaningful support to the private sector, including regulating and monitoring them, and issues related to human resources development and management, including training, motivation, deployment, and career development. In addition, for the first time in Afghanistan, the national health accounts are developed that will guide future decisions on financing the health programs. Distinguished delegations, dear ladies and gentlemen, while we made a remarkable journey so far in the last years, the challenges remain to reach every community in Afghanistan with health care. Insecurity in parts of the country remains a challenge that affects access to health care, especially for women and children. While insecurity undermines our outreach to the population and their access to health care, delivering health care in insecure areas provides a sense of responsiveness, safety, and helping to build trust, which in turn contributes to stability and peace. Our challenge in the area of human resources, especially female health staff, hampers the healthcare delivery. The human resources development, distribution across the country, motivation, and career development are key in our effort for system development. Allied health staff will remain core in our efforts in human resources development and improving the health outcomes. Distinguished delegates, dear ladies and gentlemen, I would like to take this opportunity to appreciate the contribution of donor nations and international community to Afghanistan. The technical assistance and financial assistance of donor community has been a key factor in what we have achieved today. However, this journey continues, and we need to build further on our gains. Our efforts to eradicate poliomyelitis have shown the importance of inter-country synergies and cooperation. I would like, therefore, to call upon a strategic collaboration with neighbor countries in the area of health. This will include, from our perspective, common interests such as human resources training, disease surveillance, and use of medical technology. Health could be an objective avenue for regional collaborations. Dear ladies and gentlemen, Afghanistan has tremendous experiences in delivering health care in difficult circumstances and applying innovative strategies such as the delivery of basic package of health services and midwifery education, just to name few. We are ready to share those experiences where relevant with other nations vis-a-vis willing to learn from other countries. In my concluding remarks, I fully concur with what Secretary General Margaret Chan reminded us yesterday about the reform, and that the reform is essential in order to move with and respond to the emerging health needs. Finally, women's empowerment is the driving force for reaching the Millennium Development Goals and for creating a better future for our next generations. Women are core for economic growth, development, and prosperity. Our journey to ensure better health continues. Thank you very much.